95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo, man.
In the afternoon.
I still see the Cats. Did you remember that little meme that was going around a long time ago of that song? And it was Cats on a ship and they were dressed like Vikings and it was so stupid.
No, I try to stay away from Cat videos.
Well, you should, especially in this case. But it's still stuck in my head every time I hear that song.
Nope, no thanks.
They're out to kill everyone.
Hey, how was your day? It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Where have you been, man? I went to lunch with a couple really good friends. And
I heard the dude was pretty shaky.
that's why we're friends, actually.
We went to lunch.
Yeah, that was weird.
And we held hands, and it was lovely.
People throwing stuff at us.
It was nice. Really lovely.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. I'm going to be burping that up all day.
Oh, great. It turned into not such a great day. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yo.
Ruin a band by changing one letter.
Nice.
I put that on Twitter, and there's a lot of good ones.
Oh, sweet.
A lot of
them. I love those things. When they work, they work. Because people come up with some pretty crazy, weird-ass stuff.
I mean, the most prevalent one is Poo Fighters.
I wonder what Dave thinks about that.
He probably finds it funny. Yeah, he's got a good
sense. I'm sure. Yeah, exactly.
So we'll talk about that coming up this hour. I don't know if you saw the woman who was infected by monkeys.
No.
It was a truck that had like 100 monkeys and it tipped over and a woman tried to go help.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I saw the monkeys on the loose. There was like 3 of them that got away for a while, but someone got, what'd she do with a monkey?
I don't know.
How do you get infected by a monkey?
I don't know what she got infected with either. Right. Although one of them is possible herpes. Yes.
So she was very friendly with a monkey.
Can you imagine?
No.
How did you get it? Honestly, you're not going to believe it, but
you know those monkeys? What?
An emotional support ferret story.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about emotional support animals today.
All right. Yeah, I know some people that travel around.
And all of you frauds.
With those supposed...
You frauds. Just because you want to take your dog with you. You're
He's
a fraud.
My support dog.
Oh, please. And what you lost on a dare or bet.
Ah, sweet.
On today's show as well.
Oh, nice.
That's all coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station.
Thanks for the light, man.
Woo, that's nice.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening?
You know.
Stuff.
Hanging.
Nonsense.
Hanging and banging, you know, like I do.
Jeff Leppard there on KLOS.
Yes. I started a Twitter thing called Ruin a Band's Name by Changing One Letter.
I love those. You got a lot of response, too.
I did, yes.
Nice.
I said, I'll go first. The Boars. Instead of Fleetwood Mac, Fleetwood Sack. Grateful Head. And Depeche Mode. Okay, so then Rick tweeted, and then we're going to take your suggestions at 818-955-KLOS.
Wreck a band. Take their name that they worked so hard to come up with and just shipwreck it.
By only changing one letter.
Yeah, just one letter.
That's the difficult part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rick tweeted Poo Fighters, which a lot of people, that's probably the number one one. Steve Pearlham.
Pearlham.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, delicious.
Let's see. The Gunnet on Twitter came up with Bane's Addiction.
Bane
was the villain
in
a Batman movie.
Oh, and what was he?
Remember when he had a mask on? Batman.
He was caught stealing.
That's my.
That was really good.
Cha-Cha came up with Geezer for Weezer.
They're getting there.
Laura came up with Snore Patrol. Which isn't bad.
No.
Catherine came up with Green Bay.
Oh, instead of Green Day. Yeah, sure, yeah.
Steve came up instead of Blur with Slur.
Slur.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Tim came up with Iggy Poop.
You just need one extra O for that.
And the Red Hot Chili Poppers.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I can smoke that.
Eddie came up with, I can't say this on the air.
Was it
Kiss?
Oh, Kiss.
But
okay.
you replaced the first letter with a P.
A P, I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. That's good.
Sarah came up with, for corn, porn.
I prefer that.
Which
actually.
Is strong.
Yeah.
Tim came up with Dan Halen.
Dan Halen.
And someone named Marin Dungy came up with Run DMV.
A twofer from the Poo Fighters.
See what you did?
It's the Poo Fighters.
Our topic is ruin a band by changing one name. I mean, one letter. One letter. Speaking of letters, tell us who won the t-shirt.
Yeah, Vok is his name. Vok, V-O-C.
Yes, I repeatedly asked him about that.
Because that can't be right. He's changing his own name to weird
I don't
things.
Know. All I know is I wrote down a Z, and that made no sense. He said, no, V like victory.
V, dude.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Thanks.
There were so many friends named Vok. But anyways, congratulations to him. He made himself caller 13, picked up that T-shirt, and that's not why you called.
Right. Ruined a band by changing one letter. A few more from the internet. Autumn Nalone said the Rolling Scones.
Delicious.
Robert came up with the No-Go's.
The No-Go's.
Monkey Punk came up with Echo and the Funny Men. And Derek came up with Biz Markie, but you have to change the B to a Z, a J.
Oh, and I almost said it.
And I can't say
no,
that.
No. And then we heard from our good friend Darcy, who said the Electric Fight Orchestra. That's really good. I like that.
All right. Ruin a band by changing one letter. KLOS, go.
AIDS Against the Machine.
Age against the machine.
Strong.
That is good.
That's strong. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
How about Bob Seger and the Silver Mullet Band?
Nice.
That's very good.
Well done. I like the longer ones.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And actually fits, too. Thanks, yep. Ben.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey. My idea is Mold Play.
Mold Play.
Mold Play is pretty strong.
Who like are you?
That. Sarah. Sarah,
thanks for calling. We'll call Chris and tell him to change the name.
You guys take care. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
How about Smashing Pumpkins?
Hilarious.
I think I saw that movie. That's one of those prawn versions.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
How about Dead Zeppelin?
Jed Zeppelin.
Jed or Dead?
Dead.
Oh, Dead Zeppelin. I was going for Jed the Fish Zeppelin.
Listen, both are good.
That could be Korean or anything as well. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Ruin a band with changing one letter?
Rash.
What?
Rash for Rush.
Rash.
Rash is hilarious. I love that. Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. Ruin your favorite band name. Just one letter. That's very good.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You ruin the band with just one letter.
Yeah, just change one letter. Ruin the band.
Call now, 818-955-KLOS. Ruin a band by changing one letter.
Jefferson Starship, but with a T.
That is actually what they ended up turning into.
Strong,
so pretty solid.
And thank you for editing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what.
Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
NAD Company.
NAD Company.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks. I don't want to be in that company.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I have one, Pound Garden.
Pound Garden.
Well played.
I do want to go there. Thank you. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
9-inch toenails.
You have to change more than one letter to do that.
He can do whatever he wants, or he's going to put stuff in his
mouths. Right, I agree. Thank you.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
How you doing?
Good. Ruin a band with one letter.
The Bowling Stones.
The Bowling Stones. I love it.
That would be a very boring show. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Guns and Hoses.
Guns and Hoses. Excellent.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Booty and the Blowfish.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A Pennsylvania woman developed symptoms after a crash involving lab monkeys. Did you see this story?
I saw. It was how many monkeys got out of the truck? Like 100?
100.
Yeah.
100 monkeys that were going to the CDC.
But yeah, and three of them ran off and then were able to evade capture for quite a while.
They said four ran off. They caught three.
Right.
Who knows where the other one is?
I don't know. That's for sure.
According to multiple news reports, Michelle Fallon is the woman's name. She was driving directly behind the truck carrying 100 monkeys on their way to the CDC.
Right. Oh, poor monkey.
And the crash occurred, and she apparently went up to make sure that the driver and the passenger, whatever, that were safe.
Right.
But she touched some of the cages with some of the monkeys in it.
Right.
And she started developing symptoms.
Like what?
Like, wait, let me see if I can find it. Like, she, apparently, herpes is one of the symptoms that you can get from a monkey.
Just by looking at one?
She developed
pink eye
and a cough.
Wow.
And went to an emergency room, and they gave her a bunch of different shots for a bunch of different things.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That's what I'm thinking, is this sounds like... I don't remember how that movie started, do you?
Yeah.
1968?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Chuck Heston and his pals were in a little capsule, and they land. They think they're back here on Earth, but... whatever.
They land on a planet.
Yeah, and it's they just as they get out of the capsule, they see that the time indicator is that's thousands of years in the future or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So and this then, can't be how it's...
That's right. That's how it all begins.
Hello?
The Planet of the Apes.
This is Colonel George Taylor?
It is. I've been there. I've been to the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
And what got in my spaceship in 1972, and then I landed on the Planet of the Apes. It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Well, maybe you should work up some commandments and give them, like 10 of them.
That's a great idea. But I'm telling you, people, this is how it begins, because I was on the Planet of the Apes, and it turned out, spoilers, I was back on Earth!
What?
You did it! You blew it all up, you maniacs! You got monkey herpes! God damn you all to hell!
Nobody wants monkey herpes.
Well... Give it a
I
go.
Got monkey herpes when I was on the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I was treated by a very sexy chimp named Zira.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
it. I was very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Cornelius, but we managed to have a little fun, if you know what I'm saying.
I didn't realize that happened.
And then I got monkey herpes!
How do you get rid of monkey herpes?
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh. You still have it?
You die from it.
Oh, no. God. How are you still alive?
Well, luckily, they took my body and they made it into food. Bowling Green is made from people! Sorry, wrong movie.
Wrong movie. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I can't remember. Do you have a dog right now?
I do not right now.
Oh, okay. So no. We got a
I miss it, though.
Little, yeah, you got to have an animal wandering around. Yeah, a little mini pen chihuahua mix with the intention of taking her everywhere we went. Because she's little. You know, like we figure we can take her in the car, with travel clear across country.
Oh, so you were going to flaunt the laws of the emotional support animals, like most
people
do.
Yeah, that was the plan. Okay. Yeah, exactly. But she hates traveling. She, like, freaks out. We get out to the car, she's like... Rah, 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 rah.
Because she knows you're trying to break the law.
Maybe that's the case.
She's like very smart. She's
like a law-abiding canine.
Police say in Minnesota, a man killed an emotional support ferret.
A ferret?
Yes, a ferret.
Ferrets can be emotional support creatures?
He said that he did it because they smell like S... and claimed that one of the ferrets was laughing at him.
Oh, man. Clearly, this dude has some serious issues.
Something's wrong with that dude.
Yeah.
Police responded Tuesday to a 911 call placed by Maurice Guskey, 57, who reported that his four pet ferrets were missing. He shared the residence with Levi Arnenberg.
The biggest dickweed in the history of mankind.
27, yes. And a witness reported...
Wait, 27?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
54, 27. Yeah. A witness reported seeing Arnenberg walking through the alley and saying that a ferret laughed at him, so he shot it. When cops arrived, he reported...
Oh.
When cops arrived, this is how little of a clue he had.
Right.
When cops arrived...
Mm-hmm.
Arnenberg said, reportedly declared, dude, I killed the ferret. Give me a break. What do you mean, give you a break?
Yeah. You're going around shooting ferrets.
Yeah, that's pet animal cruelty.
Animals, yeah.
That's pets. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
So we'll be taking you out of here. Yeah, we'll give you a break.
So that's an emotional support ferret. Now, let's
an
be honest.
Emotional support ferret.
Let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing.
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
How about an emotional support chinchilla? I knew someone who had a chinchilla once. It was but really cool.
That's not the question if it's cool.
Well, I mean, if it
is it emotional support? That means training.
Oh, does it? I just thought
yes.
It meant, oh, look, he's really nice
no.
And he calms me down.
No,
he
no,
keeps
no.
Me from getting really angry.
Well, that's what it was at first.
All right.
And then everyone started bringing their pets everywhere and saying it was an emotional support pet.
Yeah, I know some people who do that on a fairly regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
fly all
and
over.
So now they, I believe, they require some kind of a certificate or something.
Oh, really?
Showing that they've gone through whatever program it is.
What do they train the ferret to?
I don't know.
Look concerned.
They don't. They don't train the ferret
how you're
because
feeling.
The ferret is not an emotional support animal. All right, so we're going to take your calls, not having to do with what this guy did because that was animal cruelty, but you have an emotional support pet.
Or your family member has what they call an emotional support pet. But it's really a mouse or a rabbit.
Oh, can you imagine somebody brought a mouse on a plane?
Support
and then it
rat.
Got loose?
Support snake.
Oh,
I am
God.
Tired of these support snakes on this gosh darn plane.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you have an emotional support animal.
Or you know someone who's trying to say that this or that animal.
It doesn't have to be your family. It could be friends.
Sure. Or maybe you've seen someone on a plane bring a horse or a zebra.
Yeah, I'm sure people bring a horse on a plane.
They're bringing all sorts of crap on the plane.
Somebody brought a horse.
I got a shark here. Where can I put him?
I will pay you $10. $10 American if somebody brought a horse.
See, had a picture. We have to see a video.
818-955-KLOS.
Support iguana. Support badger.
Nope.
Support Reese's monkey.
I was at a California pizza kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and there somebody brought in a dog that was totally not trained.
Right.
So it was just barking and barking and barking. I was like,
who's he supporting?
I was like, what? So the manager was talking to me, and I was like, what can you do about that? And she said, I can't do anything about that. Here are the rules. And this is as they were, 2 years ago or
right.
whatever it was. She said, I can tell them that dogs are not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can do.
Oh, really?
And then if they bring the dog in.
Well, I've told them.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's all she can do.
So no longer able to whip out a machine gun and just blow them all
well,
away.
I don't think that's ever been okay.
Oh, I thought it was.
But
oh,
I do
I'm
think,
in trouble then.
I do think they're trying to crack down on the fake
pretending,
ones.
Pretending, yeah.
And make sure that they get trained so
right.
that they're actual emotional support animals. KLOS, you have an emotional support animal?
Yes, hello. I don't have a support animal, but my friend does.
Oh, I got you. So well, your friend has what? For which animal?
A Great Dane.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding you. And I'm not kidding you. He takes it everywhere he goes.
Like on planes?
Has it been trained?
No.
Okay,
he trained it.
Yeah, well, that's not safe.
He took it on an airplane.
Wow.
He took it on an airplane to Hawaii. So you owe Sluggo money because that was pretty much a horse.
Nope.
Yeah,
close.
No, I agree. No, totally a horse.
That's close, though. Those dogs are huge.
Massive. So what, did he take up an entire seat on his own? Did he have to buy him a seat?
Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah. Great, Dane.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You have an emotional support animal?
I do, and it's funny you made a joke about it already. I have an emotional support snake.
Ah! Okay. How does this snake give you emotional support? Pray tell.
Well, I will tell you, when I have anxiety or I'm upset about something, I can go grab my snake and I just let it crawl around my arm and pet on it, and I love it.
Do you ever?
Its name is Fluffy.
Do you ever try to take Fluffy on a plane?
Does Fluffy just distract you from whatever you're anxious about?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You ever tried to take?
But no, I never tried to take it on a plane. Because, you know.
Yeah. What about a restaurant?
No, I don't.
Bar mitzvah.
Know. People tend to not like my support animals.
Well, of course.
What the hell with them?
But you understand that they don't like that, right?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're not trying to get on a plane with a.
This is a rational person we're talking to right now. Even though she has a snake as an emotional support animal.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about your emotional support creature.
We are talking about emotional support animals. You have one?
I sure the hell do, and he's registered and everything.
Oh, look at you! Actually doing it the right way.
American Staffordshire Terrier Pitbull.
I love pit bulls. They're so sweet.
Yes,
they really
they're
are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I agree, 100%.
Service animals can be taken anywhere. They have to be a trained service animal.
What's the difference between service and emotional support?
A service animal is actually trained to provide services, like sitting eye dogs or trained service animals,
gotcha.
Things like that.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay, right. Service animal.
Mine is registered as an emotional support animal, which allows me to have him in my apartment. If he's registered, if I move somewhere, they can't charge me a fee for my pet.
Right.
I can take him on a plane if I so choose, but I have to get a letter. I can send away and get a letter from the place my dog's registered. I even have a certificate and a card with my name, his picture, and everything on it. There's also therapy dogs, which have no rights whatsoever for anything.
Poor therapy dogs.
Don't be a therapy dog is the lesson here.
You know, you see a lot of these people in stores with their pets. They're not service animals. They're not emotional support, most likely.
They're just cute.
I would not take my pit bull in a store.
Right.
Another rational human
being.
Yeah,
exactly. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. That's very interesting distinction in those things.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Do you have an emotional support animal?
No, I have a friend who has an emotional support animal. It's a white schnauzer.
Okay.
And he's got some medical problems. He's got cancer.
Is the dog trained?
Yes, and it's registered. It's a register.
Gotcha, okay.
And so he knows when he's going to have an issue or something, and he helps. Like, he points out, hey, dude, you need a deal.
See, this sounds like exactly what they meant with this law.
Yes, yeah. But the chihuahua that's sitting next to you on the plane that's trying to bite you the whole time,
yapping.
Not registered.
That's not it, yeah.
And that's my dog, by the way. Leave my dog alone. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear about your support creature.
We're talking about emotional support animals and people that use them fairly, people who take advantage of this. You have one of these?
I have a support animal.
All right, what is it?
A Rottweiler.
And has it been trained?
Yes.
Why do I doubt that? Do you have papers?
Yes, I do.
Let me see your papers. Do you take them everywhere or?
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
I have not taken them on a plane yet, but with my Chihuahua, I did.
Do you need these pets?
Yes.
For emotional support, you do?
Yes, I do.
All right, listen. I'll rule in your favor.
Yay!
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
It matters what I rule.
Yeah, it does.
KLOS, hello.
I've got three service animals. They're cats, and I train them to recognize the different pheromones I secrete when I'm having an anxiety attack, a panic attack, or depression.
And what do they do when they sense that that's happening?
They climb up on my chest. They purr at different octave levels.
And scratch at your face because cats are devils?
Hey, how dare you?
Cats are devils.
No way, man. They're soft and they purr and they make you happy and they're wonderful creatures.
Let's hear the caller.
They also scratch my face.
Yes! They scratch.
How does that help?
It distracts him from being anxious.
Oh, all right.
Because he's bleeding from his eye.
Well, no, they only do it in the morning when I oversleep.
Oh, only in the morning. Okay. Why don't you get a pet that will never scratch your eye up?
That's boring. A boring pet.
Well, because they need to be fed, you know?
Yeah.
I take care of them while they take care of me.
Wow.
A few scratches.
You gotta be on board with a cat.
That's a hell of a trade-off.
I really don't
have to be on board with a cat.
If you're going to have a cat, you're going to choose to deal with some bleeding.
Wow!
I draw the line when they start clawing at my crotch.
Why?
I mean, that seems fair.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Cats, man.
Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, that's what we just got from that guy. KLOS, hello. An emotional support animal?
Yes, I have three.
Okay.
Two pit bulls and a little terrier.
And are they all trained?
Nope. No, they're a pain in the ass.
But they give you support.
But you still take them places?
Yeah, they support me because when the police walk up to my car, they bark and the cop goes away.
I'm not positive that's what the words meant.
But hey, if that's how it works,
if that's how it works.
Yeah, man. Good for you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Are you still doing the change of letter?
Sure, why not? Ruin a band. Change with one letter change. What do you got?
Oh, I got a couple of them. One is change queen to queen.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Also my favorite.
And the other one is for the ladies. It's 9-inch males.
I like it.
And I got a phone number here for you. 818-9. Thanks for calling, man. We're playing Freebird, you idiot.
That song is not too short.
No, it's really, really...
It does not suffer from shortness.
It's brief.
Yes.
To the point.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. Is it just going to play for the rest of the time?
Yes.
Rest of the night?
It'll be under us for the time.
We were talking about emotional support animals.
And those that get on planes from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And I told Sluggo, if somebody called with a horse...
Right.
I would give them $10.
$10?
No one called with it.
No one called with a ton.
But I do have a video of an emotional support horse. And listen to the entire angle of this report is how did the horse do on the flight?
So wait, there's a horse on a flight?
Yes, it's a mini horse.
Oh, okay.
But it's an emotional support mini horse.
Oh,
and it was okayed by the FAA.
Really?
This particular one.
Wow.
But it's not helping her so much as it is she's trying to help it be okay on a flight.
Okay.
Which is odd. Listen to this report.
Told you all about people bringing all kinds of emotional support animals on airplanes, but this is a new one. The FAA has just cleared miniature horses to fly.
Woohoo! Where's my $10?
Nope.
$5?
Somebody called. Nope. No
one
called.
You may have seen that viral video of the first horse to board a plane.
Today is a big day. Right. Abrea Hensley is going on a trip with her service animal, a horse.
That's just so weird.
Right?
That sounds like, is The Onion actually doing full articles or full...
It's an actual mini horse.
I'd actually be pretty happy to be sitting next to a horse, unless, of course, it pooped.
Right. You don't want a horse biting you, biting clothes or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. A horse.
Is that right?
Flirty. It's their first flight together now that the FAA has approved miniature horses to fly.
Yay. I definitely say a big thank you to the FAA that now it's official.
Just like human travelers, there's a last-minute bathroom run.
She won't be pooping on the plane. Everybody can relax about that.
Everybody is worried about the same thing I am.
This is 2019, by the way, so I don't know if it's changed
since maybe
then.
Now it's support elephants.
I don't know, maybe.
All right, Flirty, ready to go to the airport?
Nay!
By the way, Flirty is just standing. Flirty just doesn't care about anything.
Flirty's
bored.
I don't understand English.
Flirty looks hot. I mean, sorry, high. I didn't mean hot.
Wow.
I did not mean hot.
Wow. That was a hell of a Freudian slip.
Wow.
That was very
Flirty looks high, is what I meant to say.
It's a hot mini horse.
Woo!
At the airport in Omaha, passengers can't believe their eyes.
This is awesome. We love Flirty. She's beautiful.
What do you think about
her? She's high, too, I think.
Everyone on the flight is high.
Horse is melting.
We're hot.
Would you like to sit next to a horse on the plane?
The 33-year-old customer service agent suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. She's allergic to dogs, so she's bonded with a horse.
She can actually accurately predict when I'm going to have an anxiety or panic attack and warn me that it's going to happen, so that way I can take medication.
She says she'd be lost without Flirty.
She helps me with my balance if I lose my balance while I'm walking. This is our first time flying.
Okay, well, we're going to make it as easy as possible. I promise. It's same rules we have for if someone's traveling with, like, a service dog.
Unfortunately, we lost the horse's luggage, and it'll be diverted to another airport.
The horse has, like, a pack on it. It's, like, carrying extra stuff.
Oh, wow.
I think it's just her way of getting around having too many bags.
After a security alarm goes off,
I gotta give the horse a pat down.
This horse is carrying a gun.
Flirty gets checked out, and folks begin snapping cell phone photos.
I guess this is the first time you could say I've seen a horse fly.
Flirty holding down the jetway to the United Airlines.
Did you get
flight.
I hate that guy.
Yeah, let's, I guess, him. First time I can see a horse fly.
Hurt him.
Her way past first class to the bulkhead area.
First class, like, oh man. The hell kind of flight are we on?
Stay over here. Come here.
Flirty is 7 years old and weighs 138 pounds.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
138 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
As you can see, there isn't much leg room, but no one complained.
And ladies and gentlemen.
Amazingly, Flirty remains calm for takeoff.
Yes, you're a good girl.
I love it.
To help with ear pressure, Flirty chews on some pretzels.
She loves pretzels.
The hour-and-a-half flight had some turbulence, but Flirty handled it like an experienced traveler before landing in Chicago.
She didn't know at all. She was really very quiet through the whole flight.
Abrea made her way through O'Hare Airport, or should we call it Omer Airport?
You go straight to hell. You go straight to hell, reporter.
How dare he?
Ugh.
I'd be pretty happy sitting next to a little horse, though. That's pretty cool,
I think I
actually.
Would, too.
Yeah, right? Really? Yeah, all right. I think we need a horse.
We need a mini horse.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about bets and or dares.
I love bets. Good old bet. Dare. So you...
Dare is not as good as bet.
Yeah.
Because bet, you're kind of waiting on the result of something.
Right.
And you're rooting for it or rooting against it, depending on what you bet.
Right. And dare is like, you really shouldn't do this, and you're probably going to get hurt and possibly arrested, but you did it anyway.
Right. Because someone dared you.
Yes.
I mean, I've done little things, but nothing big.
Yeah.
Nothing at all big. You know, like sitting at a table at a dinner, at a nice dinner, mm-hmm. and somebody dared me to put my face in the sour cream. Okay, whatever.
So you did that?
Yeah, of course.
That's awesome.
So what?
You love a good dare, actually.
Yes,
love
I do.
That. Yeah, you're all on board with that.
But
that's
also, what's the downside of that?
Yeah.
You just get a napkin, you wipe it off.
Sure.
You
exactly.
Win.
Have a laugh.
But bets.
Bets can be very fun. Now, yep. You got one there. Pretty weird, crazy.
Yes, there was a couple that bet on the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
She was a fan of one team.
Right.
He was a fan of the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And they bet on the Super Bowl, and what they bet was, I don't remember what happened if he lost.
Okay.
But if she lost,
yes.
Anal.
You will submit. What would be the equivalent?
I don't know. You would think I would remember that would the guy have to do?
Yeah. But he wouldn't normally.
I don't remember that because he didn't win. She did.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'm sorry. She didn't win.
Oh, he did.
And so that had to happen.
And she regretted it greatly.
Yes.
That's even worse than I thought.
And there was much crying that night. I'm more of a bet that I would be embarrassed about, but...
Sure, right.
I lost a bet at the other place to Ralph, and I ended up having to wear a suit during the entire show.
Whoa, no shorts?
Nope.
You didn't have shorts on that day.
A suit.
What was that like?
Shoes.
Ugh.
From a suit are torture devices.
Sure, they are.
And I had to wear a tie.
Ooh.
That was a disaster.
Is that one of probably the only times in your life you've worn a tie and long pants?
I've never been more miserable in my entire life. And what a baby I was about it. Oh my God, I complained like a baby. Wow. Oh, I'm so... This
well,
is
that
so
way
hard
they won't
for me.
Try to put you in a suit ever again.
Well, I won't agree to it. That was my bad on that one. So bets that you lost is
right.
Our favorite.
Or
you can call in with theirs if you have some good ones.
Yeah.
At 818-955-KLOS. What is the strangest, weirdest, most extreme
bet
or dare that you had to pay off?
Yeah, that you had to go forward with.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about bets or dares. If you lost a bet, what did you have to do? Or if somebody dared you to do something, what did you have to do? What was the payoff? KLOS, hello.
Dare?
A dare? Okay, what was it?
So we were driving through Colorado and at night, and we drove through this countryside, and we saw like a thing of cows, and I dared him to go out and, you know, that whole cow tipping thing.
Yep.
He did not see the bull that was in the thing.
Oh, no. Explain to people what cow tipping is.
Well, apparently they sleep standing up, and it's kind of a joke to go tip them over while they're sleeping.
You can push them if they're sleeping, and supposedly they'll fall over.
But usually they don't have a bull friend in
agreed.
Hanging out.
Right. We didn't do any research on the field.
Did that's he actually hilarious. Tip over the cow before the bull saw him? Came
yes,
running?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, I think that's what agitated the bull.
Oh, okay. Oh, good to know. So
wow,
if there's a bull around,
wow.
Yeah. Hey, don't be knocking over my bitches.
I just want to say, hey, Kevin, it's just nice to hear you at night. I miss you on the other channel.
Thank you.
Nice to have you around still.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about that disgusting dare payoff.
Sure.
Yes.
I work in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm.
And working at the Lions, you work with, you're dropping food all over the place. You know, you work, you're stepping on stuff all day.
Right.
So come to cleaning out time, I had dared this kid, hey, I'll give you $10 to drink a cup full of that mop water.
The what water? Oh, mop water.
Mop water. So,
gotcha.
we would throw chemicals and hot water and scrub it with a brush and hit it with a squeegee mop.
Were you trying to kill him?
not necessarily. I didn't think he was going to do it. And the stupid part about it was, this is $10, bro. You drink a cup full of disgusting mop water for
$10.
No.
And did he do it?
He did it.
Oh.
He did it.
Did he projectile vomit?
Not even close. And it made me really nervous to be around him. Like, if you didn't throw up after that, bro, there's something wrong with you.
I'm about to throw up myself.
Oh, that is gross.
I need $10 from you, man, because I'm going to puke. Thanks for calling, man. That's awesome. 818-955-KLOS, your dare, your bet that you took.
We're talking about you did something on a dare or a bet. You have a story like that?
What I have here is a mixture of a bet and a dare.
Okay, go ahead.
So I know this game, we call it odds. And basically what you do is you say to like one of your mates, what are the odds of you doing this?
Okay.
And they say one in any number.
Okay.
So they can say one in five. 1 to 1,000 if they're like, no, that's stupid. That's ridiculous.
And then how's it paid off?
Basically, you count down from three, and if you land on the same number in between those two, they have to do it.
Oh,
wow.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah.
How often do you actually hit those numbers?
You'll be surprised. So basically, you can also reverse it And then what they have to do is the exact same thing with the same numbers that you said.
What's the worst thing that you did or that one of your friends did?
Yeah, through that system.
One of my mates, we were out on a fancy dinner, and he said it was like one of those posh places that had a pool that no one swam in.
Right.
And he turned to me and went, what are the odds of you swimming in this pool, like, with your clothes on?
Love it.
And I've gone skinny dipping a load of times. So I was like, fully clothed, 1 in 5. And he was stunned. Anyway, it turned out I reversed it on him, and he had to jump in. And, like, the entire dinner, he was thinking of chlorine and soaping wet.
Sopping wet.
Family and friends absolutely
Hold on. They didn't throw him out?
No. Like, you pay enough, like, they don't give a shit.
They're like, sure, all right. You want to be sitting there wet? That's your business,
buddy. That's fantastic.
Buddy. That's awesome, man.
I love that system.
Too. Yeah, that's a really good system, man. That's very good. Dude, thank you for calling, man. Hello, KLOS. A dare or a bet you took?
I got dare to get on top of a donkey that was tied up.
Yep.
It kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, my God. How big were they?
They were pretty big.
How big were they?
I felt it for like a month.
Swelling.
Oh, I see.
You felt it for a month. Did you feel like you had to throw up immediately?
I was nauseous. It was nauseous.
That's what happened to me when I got hit by a baseball.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to have to throw up, and my coach was standing over me. He goes, everybody is watching you.
Oh, that's helpful. Hey, Kevin, if you throw up now, everyone's going to laugh even more.
Thank you for calling.
They're already laughing because you got hit in the nuts.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. It must have been a dare because I took a lot of stupid dares and did a lot of humiliating things back in the 90s. But one of the most memorable one was driving down Sunset Boulevard and being dared to moon a group of White Zombie fans in front of the Tower Records.
Right.
So I did. First, I had to scream, White Zombie sucks.
How could you even push those words out of your mouth?
I had to do it to get their attention. Then I had to stick my ass out of the window.
Right.
And when all of that went fine and well. But then I had to get back in, and then we hit a red light.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of traffic on the Sunset, especially there by Tower. So, did they come running up?
No, they didn't come running up. But the people driving in the next lanes were looking at me like, yeah, you're the girl who just...
Nice ass! Nice. But she doesn't like White Zombies, so we're torn.
He speaks for a lot of people.
Oh, it's always felt that way.
Who did a dare or a bet?
Yeah, exactly.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, you had a dare or bet?
I said to my friends one day that I could eat anything, and he said, eat this dog food. So I did.
That dog food's not that
bad. Yeah. Now, if you were to do Divine, like in Pink Flamingos, the after effects of dog food were consumed, that would be kind of... Would you do that? If I gave you $20, would you eat dog poop?
No.
What kind of question is that? No, of course not.
No one wants my bets.
$20.
Yeah, that's plenty of money.
You got to up it.
$22. 23.
You disgust me.
He's dot three. Heavy is the crown, but I'm still willing to wear it. I'll wear the crown.
What is the accent PR there?
Censored if I know.
Okay.
Edited for television if I know.
All right. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We challenge people to destroy a band by changing one letter in the band's name.
Oh, man, we got some really good stuff. And then you got some more recent additions, right?
Yes. A guy by the name of U2.
Right. We know who you are. We love you.
Came up with FU2. One letter.
Uh-huh.
Tool. Somebody added an S to it, so it's stool. Queens of the Stone Age. Somebody replaced the N in Queens with F. Blink 187, which is the police code for
murder. Yes. Good. Yeah.
Cypress Shill and Fatboy Slime. Not bad.
That's really good.
Also, a woman who stopped behind a truck was carrying 100 monkeys to the CDC, and she had to be tested for monkey herpes. That's a thing.
You can get monkey herpes just by walking past them. What was she doing with those monkeys?
She was trying to help the driver, she said.
I guess she was helping the driver, all right.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't want to know.
But I don't want monkey herpes. That's all I know.
No. Well, I have bad news for you. All right, I'm off to pet the monkey.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Purple sticky punch. A green crack and train wreck. Bert Lewinsky.
Hello.
Hey.
The funny name for weed.
Yes, please.
Toledo window box.
You're going to have to beat me, but Alaskan thunder. The crippler. Jamaican lamb's wool. Nickel frick.
I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo!
There you go.
Is it small and fat?
David Bowie wrapped up a week's worth of rehearsals at the Royal Ballroom in London for the forthcoming Ziggy Stardust tour, which would see him doing 182 dates by the time he was done on this day in rock in 1973. $8.50 would have gotten you in to see Led Zeppelin on this day in rock in 1974 at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis. 17,000 people coughed up the cash to see them. You've heard of the Big Day Out Festival, yeah? It was on this day in rock in 1992 in Sydney when the very first one was held featuring Nirvana.